are thankful for His faithfulness. Amen. Thankful that we have the Word of God in our possessions in English, for the English-speaking people, is commonly known as the King James Bible. And many of us know and feel and believe that we have the inherent Word of God. And that's very, very helpful and thankful in this day and age. Amen. And we're in lesson 12. And last week, if you think about, we looked at physical and spiritual baptism in the nation Israel prophecy program. And in the mystery program, we looked at spiritual baptism. Today, we're going to look at the physical and spiritual circumcision. You know, we talked about contrast. Our Bible has no contradictions in it. Amen. A lot of people says when you talk to them, oh, that's a contradiction. Well, it's not a contradiction. There's contrast. They're opposite. So today we're going to look at the physical and spiritual circumcision. Be turning to Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. Now, what you know about the prophetic program has to do with Israel on this earth, okay? What we do with the mystery program has to do with the body of Christ in the heavenly places. Genesis 17, starting verse 9. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee, every man child among you shall be circumcised. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of the foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house and bought with money of a stranger, which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house and he that is bought with the money must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in the flesh, your flesh, for how long? An everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people, for he hath broken my covenant. Now, you know, you think about why 8 days, and we'll look at that here in a little bit. But the thing is God made a covenant with Abraham and his seed after them, that they must be what? Circumcised. In the flesh, okay? This is a fleshly ordeal, if you will. Go to Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. This is 500 years later than Israel. Verse 22 says, And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my what? Okay, this is where you find about Israel firstborn. You know the born again thing? When people says you must be born again, you know what my first question is? When was you born the first time? That's a good question. Can they tell you? And they're like, Israel, this my firstborn. This is Israel. This is God. At verse 23. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. I'm going to check four. And it shall come to pass by the way in the end that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Kill who? Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, surely a bloody husband art thou to me. Verse 26, so he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband thou art because of thy what? Now here you have Moses, a son of who? Well, a descendant of who? Abraham, marries a woman, Zipporah, and she's a Jewish woman. If you want to look at it, you can. They had a child that was not what? So the Lord sought to kill him. What did it say? The people shall be what? Well, we just read, cut off. So death, if you think about death cut off, has to do with Genesis 9, 17, all that. It has to do not, so, to me, it's not so much spiritual death, it's physical death. You're not going to be a part of this company. But what did Moses' wife do? To save his life. So circumcision is very, very important here, right? Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Go to Leviticus chapter 12. Leviticus chapter 12. Verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, according to the days of separation from infirmity shall she be unclean. And in the eighth day the flesh of his foreskin shall be what? Circumcised. So there's an important notice about 8 days there. After 8 days, supposedly, when you circumcise the child, it won't bleed. See, but today they give a child a shot in the leg, vitamin K, to keep them from not bleeding. And I'm like, well, why don't you just wait 7-8 days? But they won't do that. They want it out there, so you won't. You know, they make money off of it. I should say that. But anyway, it talks about it, the woman on down through after she bears a maid child. 2 weeks is unclean. But the thing is about this, on the 8 days of the flesh, his foreskin shall be circumcised. Go to Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5. Starting in verse 2, Joshua 5, 2. At the time the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and the circumcision of the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. And this is the cause why Joshua did the circumcision. I know when we just read that, Sherry looked up like she's puzzled, like, how you do it second time? Well, how you born again second time? Just joking. But this is why he circumcised Israel a second time. All the people that came out of Egypt, they were males. Even all the men of war died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out of were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way of as they came out forth of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. And the children, for the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land, which the Lord sware unto the fathers, their fathers, that he would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, they were uncircumcised, because they were not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcision, all the people, that they abode in that their place in the camp till they were what? Whole. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off of you, wherefore the name of this place is called what? Gilgal until this day. You know what Gilgal means? What did it say? This day have I rolled away. It means a rolling. He's rolling away. So what he did there, all the children that was born when they come out of that wilderness for 40 years, everybody above 20 died. Y'all know that, don't you? But everybody younger that was young children, they was not circumcised. They should remember what Zipporah did, right? Lord, so they could not, when he did that, he took the approach, the reproach of Egypt off of you, Israel. So that was a big thing to do with that circumcision there. Now look at Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Some of you might be saying, oh, that's just Old Testament stuff. Well, Luke's still Old Testament. But Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Verse 21. Luke describes the birth of who? Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 2. Luke is also a physician, is he not? And he says, verse 21, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was the name of the angels before he was conceived in the womb. And he also talks about, and when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the who? The Lord. So it will continue this. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Very, very important about physical circumcision. Deuteronomy. After Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse 2 says, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I commanded thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. What's the issue with you when it comes to God? It's always is and has been a heart issue. Love thy God with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their soul. It's always been a heart issue. And he says, verse 5, and the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possess, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy what? Heart, and the heart of thy seed to love thy Lord, thy God, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, that they may live us long. So here's an issue here. Is this physical or spiritual? This is spiritual, ain't it? Because he ain't gonna cut your heart out and circumcise and put it back. This is a spiritual condition, and it's always has been that way. If your heart is circumcised the way God wants it, you're going to do some things that God wants you to do. But you know what the flesh does? The flesh says, no, I want to help you. Go to Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36. We looked a little. We touched on a little bit this last lesson. Ezekiel 36. Well, we looked at the first part, 23, 24, 25, sprinkling clean water on you. We looked at that being the baptism. But verse 26 says, a new heart also I will give you, and this is Israel, a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you the heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statute, and ye shall keep my judgment and what? Do them. Spiritually, he's putting a new heart in them. He's going to circumcise them, put spirit in them. That's a good thing, right? Look at chapter, did I say verse 26? Yeah. Go to chapter 44. Chapter 44, Ezekiel. Verse 9. Thus saith the Lord God, no stranger, uncircumcised in heart, nor uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary of any stranger that is among the children of who? So here's the uncircumcised of the heart, uncircumcised of the flesh. Uncircumcised of the heart is spiritual. And what did he tell you? Wait, tell Abraham back there in the beginning, Genesis 17, when he says, if any strangers living in your house that you bought, that type of thing, they have to do the same thing that you are. So a proselyte, if you're a Gentile and you want to be part of Israel's program up here, guess what you have to do? You have to be circumcised. You have to become a Jew. Now look at Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15. Now, you know who Paul the apostle was? He's on the scene here, okay? And in Acts chapter 9, we believe wholeheartedly that God gave him a message, a different message, and he goes out and preaches to the Gentile. And we looked at last week, Paul did some baptism and stuff like that. But look at verse 15. And they're legal Judaizers that's following Paul around and causing a lot of havoc, right? And you know who a Judaizer is. You know who a Jew, he's going to be a circumcised guy, right? Verse 1. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be what? You see that? And saved from what? What is a Jew would know that they're going to be saved? They're going to be cut off from amongst the people. Okay? It's going to cause death among them. They're not going to be a part of them. It says over here in verse 23. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren send greetings unto the brethren which are the Gentiles of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Sicily. For as much as we heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words. Verse 24. Subverting your souls, saying ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such what. So after that, if you look at Acts 15 and Galatians chapter 2, there's a conference there. Because that would upset a lot of people, especially Apostle Paul, and he established these churches out there saying, all you got to do is believe. All you got to do is have faith, trust Christ. And all of a sudden these people's coming back around saying, oh, you got to be circumcised. That's why that says circumcision, you cannot be saved. What do you say today?
Baptist.
Well, they change things. So when you contrast with that, you take it away from the prophetic program, we're going to switch over to the circumcision only. Spiritual circumcision. Go to Colossians chapter 2. This is what the body of Christ has to do today. We're going to look at some verses here. Colossians chapter 2. You just seen how these Judaizers came through and wanting to put people back under the law. That's part of the law program. Are you under law or are you under grace today?
Grace.
Chapter 2. Verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after traditions of men, after rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Verse 11, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye was risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, and you, being dead in your sins and uncircumcised in your flesh, hath he quickened together with you, having forgiven you some of your trespasses. Did you see what we just read? Circumcised made without what? Who's doing the circumcising here? God is doing it. Buried with him in baptism, where also you are risen through the faith of the operation of God. Who's doing the baptism there? So then if you put water with it, guess what? You just made it two baptisms. If you take a knife to your flesh, you just made it two circumcisions. But people say, oh no, you're not going to get circumcised again. That counts. But they want to put you in water, don't they? You know the drill. The thing is, God is going to do this. God has done this. The minute that you trust Christ, died for your sins, buried, and rose again, he places you in him, circumcise your heart, baptize your spirit, and it's done with. It's done. But no, we want to help God. We want to be like Israel. That's what you're doing. So apparently God's program's not good enough, so therefore you're going to have to help God. That's what you're saying. You cannot be saved unless you're circumcised. You cannot be saved unless you join this church. Baptism. The list goes on and on and on. Just put whatever you want in there. But God says it's this way. Go to Romans chapter 6. Back up to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 is the same thing that we talked last week, our last lesson. Let's look at it again. What shall I say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer? Know ye not that so many of us was baptized unto Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by the baptism to death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not what? Is that spiritual or physical? Romans 4. Verse 9. Romans 4 talks about Abraham was justified by works. He was wherefore he had glory, but not before God. What saith the Scriptures? Abraham believed God and was what? count it for righteousness. Then he says, verse 9, cometh this blessing then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? There's a question there. For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for what? Righteousness. Was that what we say? Is that what God says? And he was reckoned, how was he reckoned, then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. Was Abraham believed God before he was circumcised? Verse 11, and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness, of faith, which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, the righteous might be imputed unto them also. Verse 12, the father of the circumcision to them that are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet what? Uncircumcised. Faith in uncircumcision here. You see that? So therefore, the Gentile, us Bible believers or believers in Christ, we can look at Abraham and call him what? Father Abraham. I had a problem with that there for a while. Like, what? Me, Gentile, what's Abraham got to do with me? That just explained it. See? And that's why God, no matter who you talk to, a lot of these Acts 28 people that you know, you either Acts 2, mid-Acts, or Acts 28, they have a trouble with this Romans because they say that's not to you. These are to the Jews. And I'm thinking, okay, if this, you know, I'm like, okay. What do I need to know about David for? What do I need about Abraham? He was nothing to me, but he was. And I'm like, whoa. The only reason why you talk about David was not imputed righteousness. You talk about Abraham, that righteousness by faith, because you can identify that he was uncircumcised at that point. Go to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. What do you know about Galatians chapter 2? I gave it away a few minutes ago. What's going on in Galatians chapter 2, guys? You listen to a radio outlet. They're putting you back under law, okay? There's a group of people that's trying to... We just read it in Acts 15. Unless you're circumcised in the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. So they had a council. They went to Jerusalem. And chapter 2, starting with verse 7. Well, look at this. First, go to chapter 2, verse 1. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem and Barnabas, and we took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but probably to them that were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. So he's going to meet with the bigwigs. You know who the bigwigs are? Getting ready to find out. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a what? Greek, was compelled to be what? Okay, now what's the issue that we read about Acts 15? Unless you're circumcised in the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Is Titus circumcised? And then that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in probably to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. God accepts no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat in conference added what? Look, they're in conference. They're not going to add anything to him. You ever been to a conference like that? Walking in, I know what they're going to talk about. They're going to, but what did he do? But au contraire. But contrary-wise, when they saw the gospel of uncircumcision was committed to me as the gospel of the circumcision of Peter, for he that worth effectually in Peter to apostleships of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles. And James, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go into the heathen, and they into the who? Circumcision. Only that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. Now look. Go down to verse. I got us reading the whole thing, but might as well. For before the certain came to from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas was carried away with the dissimulation. So they're talking, there's some people out there saying, no, you got to do this. And they carried Barnabas away. But when they saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou Gentiles to live as do the Jews? You know what Peter's doing here? What did it say? If thou being a Jew livest after the manners, he's living like a Gentile. Peter was. And all of a sudden he backed off like, this ain't right. And Paul's calling him on the carpet. Who are the Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles? Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for the works of the law shall no flesh be what? Is circumcision works of the law? Yes. Is it circumcision works of the flesh? And no flesh shall be justified. But if we who seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, if therefore Christ is a minister of sin, God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself what? If you started out spiritual circumcised, if you started out spiritual baptism, and you go into physical circumcised or physical baptism, guess what you just did? You transgressed. Yeah, it's no good. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead, what? In vain. You're saved without circumcision. Go to Galatians chapter 5. That's the beauty about the mystery program. That's the beauty about us Gentiles being circumcised in, or grafted in, so to speak. Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in liberty, wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of what? What is that bondage? It's a yoke you're putting it under. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you what? Nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, for he is a debtor to do the what? The whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are, justified by the law, ye have fallen from grace. If you go back under it, he's not saying you lost your salvation if you're saved. You can't, you know, you're falling from grace. You know how people say that. Oh, he lost everything. No, you can lose everything physically. Your home, your jobs, all that stuff. But what he's saying is, why do you want to go back? What's it profited you? And many of us would say, okay, that's circumcision, physical. Ain't got nothing to do with me. But please don't add anything to that. Either Christ finished the work at Calvary for us, or he didn't at all. And all we have to do is trust that Christ died for your sins and buried, rose again. He buried you. He circumcised you. He did everything for us spiritually. And when we get a new body, he can do whatever he wants to with it. You know what I mean? He's going to give us a glorified body that we won't have to worry about this stuff no more, this flesh. But being mindful of people out there that you know, up and down this street down here, hundreds of people in this area right here are still thinking you had to be circumcised by the law of Moses or what we talked about today. And all you got to do is talk to them and show them what God just said and then let God work with them. Because you and I know we talked to people before and God, and they came from death to life. Next thing you know, I'm going to get baptized next week. I'm like, did you get circumcised too? Because that's what you do. And you know, that's too personal. We better not talk about that. But God showed us in his word what to expect. The Israel's program. Why was Israel in time past, Israel in the prophetic program, that they was a people that people saw who they were. You and I, people, they can see us too. And it wars with me a lot, the things that I think of and things I do, what I eat, what I don't eat, whatever the case may be, it affects you. But, and it affects the people you're around with too. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for things give us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the patience that you give us, that we're in a dispensation of grace and long-suffering here. Lord, hopefully this message and many more will prick the hearts of the ones that are searching, and they'll be able to come and understand the word of God rightly divided. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until next week.